Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 40 degrees right now. A Derby High School student was arrested after a weapon was found on school property.
KSN News reports that school officials received a tip about a possible weapon in the possession of a student. The student identified in the tip was immediately questioned, and a handgun was turned over to the school SRO without incident. The school issued a statement saying that there was no threat made to staff or students. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Several citizens have requested time to speak before the Wichita City Council today on the topic of the police department's use of deadly force. This has been a regular feature of the meetings over the past few weeks. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
You know, we open it up, give people a platform. These are folks that have spoken multiple times now, and they're coming back for round three and four, so it's fine. We'll, as long as they're respectful, we'll give them an opportunity to share whatever on their mind.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Police arrested a man after an attempted highway robbery Sunday afternoon in northwest Wichita. Officer Charlie Davidson says a 71-year-old woman was walking alongside her husband, who was in a motorized scooter. They were south of Central and Zoo Boulevard. A suspect ran up, trying to remove the purse from the woman's shoulder.
The victim struggled with the suspect, and a car passing by saw what was occurring, honked its horn at the suspect, and advised they were going to notify police. The suspect then fled on foot, and an officer arriving on the call located the suspect in the yard of a residence in the 600 block of North Sheridan.
The suspect struggled with the police officer in the yard. A 66-year-old man inside the house came out and helped the officer subdue the suspect. A 47-year-old man was booked into jail for attempted robbery and resisting arrest.
A Kansas Senate committee has approved a bill that would make it a felony for fugitives and domestic abusers to possess firearms. Supporters say a state law would allow offenders to be prosecuted in state courts instead of relying on federal courts, which are sometimes too busy to handle such cases. In addition to fugitives and domestic abusers, the bill also makes it a felony for an undocumented immigrant to have a firearm.
Ford County authorities charging an 18-year-old man with first-degree murder after a woman was shot to death in Dodge City. Boston Cole Boswell was charged Monday in the death of 27-year-old Chantel Rose Winkler of Howell. The Ford County Sheriff's Office received a report of a shooting Sunday morning at a motel in Dodge City. They found Winkler dead of a single gunshot wound to the head.
Florida's state Senate has passed what's called the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. It would create new restrictions on rifle sales and allow some teachers to carry guns in schools. Fox's Phil Keating has more.
For the first time in decades, the bill includes restricting Floridians' access to guns. It now goes to the House and a Friday deadline to get it passed and sent to the governor. Key points in the Senate bill: raising the minimum age to purchase rifles and shotguns from 18 to 21, as the law is for handguns. Adding a three-day waiting period for long gun purchases as well. Increasing funding for school safety measures like armed officers at schools. Creating a school marshals program for teachers to have guns in the classroom if their school districts want to. And not included, despite the pleas of Parkland parents, an assault weapons ban.
17 people were killed on Valentine's Day when accused gunman Nicholas Cruz opened fire inside that school.
More raw pet food is being recalled.
Protesters took to the streets, and according to Capitol Police, they arrested 68 people just outside of the Capitol building.
We've seen at least 8 raw types of pet food recalled so far this year. The latest, Steve's Real Food Turkey Canine Recipe and Blue Ridge Beef Kitten Grind. Some lots of Steve's contaminated with salmonella. Some lots of Blue Ridge Beef contaminated with salmonella and listeria. 2 kittens reported dead after eating it. The debate rages on over raw food. Proponents say it's the best thing for dogs and cats, but the American Veterinary Medical Association advises against it, and a Dutch research team looked at 35 kinds of raw food and found more than half were contaminated with some level of salmonella. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a strong area of low pressure in northwestern Iowa. That's what's responsible for these strong, gusty winds throughout today. Our high 51, some wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. And of course, a red flag warning has been posted for fire danger. Clear and breezy tonight, our low 26, sunny and 50 on Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 40 degrees, and we have a west wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. It's March 6th, 2018, and on this date in 1981, Walter Cronkite gave his final broadcast as anchor for the CBS Evening News.
I remember watching that.
Walter Cronkite, mm-hmm. who was easily the top anchor back in the 60s and 70s. The other anchors were good at the other networks, but Walter was the guy.
Yeah, Walter held a special place.
He had the demeanor of somebody's loving uncle, and at the same time had the authority to pretty much, people believed everything he said. At one time, he was voted the most believable man in America, ahead of all the presidents and everybody else. All right, so that was on this date in 1981.
And today they probably wouldn't hire a guy like Walter. He's not handsome enough.
Well, he really isn't, and he's got bushy eyebrows.
Now they hire these people that are very photogenic and look like they could be models.
Yeah.
They wouldn't hire a guy like Walter Cronkite today to be the anchor
of TV.
The network news.
Right. An Arizona teen says she was denied service at a Starbucks drive-thru after she tried to order a Frappuccino while she was riding a horse. A Starbucks in Anthem, Arizona recently told Aspen Klein it wouldn't serve her when she and her horse, Scout, galloped to the drive-thru. Klein says the barista didn't give a reason and only said the store would not take her order. Teen says she also had planned to give her horse some cream. Starbucks says drive-thru windows are only for cars out of safety reasons. Probably a good call. They probably couldn't get insurance if they allowed that. However, there are a number of videos online of horse riders ordering lattes at Starbucks drive-thru windows. Klein says she wanted the horse drive-thru experience for her birthday. She had the experience. She just didn't get her latte.
Just didn't get the coffee.
Yeah. Well, I can see that.
Which I mean, this is the point. When you go to Starbucks, you want coffee.
No matter how domesticated and trained and meek and mild that horse is, that's about a 1,500-pound animal in a drive-through lane with cars in front and behind it. That's a formula for some bad things happening. I'm going to side
Boy,
with Starbucks.
Look at you. You're just like corporate America.
Yeah, I'm going to
no
side with
No fun at all.
Well, you got to get the insurance. Authorities say dozens of animals have been stolen from a Florida wildlife sanctuary. 7 lemurs, 5 marmosets, 4 monkeys, 7 birds, and 13 tortoises were taken from We Care Wildlife Sanctuary near Miami between Saturday night and Sunday evening. Volunteer Cindy Roberts says some of the animals are in need of medication, and because of that, they may die.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
Somebody took these animals.
Come on now.
Yeah. Okay, there's some animal news for you this morning.
What was our last pet? Remember when we had the flamingos at the zoo that flew off or something?
I don't remember.
Several years ago.
They're still out there, aren't they?
We went on that search. I don't know.
One of them flew off or something.
Yeah. And I think they finally found them, got them
big
back.
Big search. All right, I had seen just maybe the
and,
day
of course, Choppa escapes at the Riverside Zoo about every year or two or so. Yeah.
Choppa likes to go for a little
jaunt. He likes to get the hell out of there and go swim in the river.
And swim in the river with the, with the possums and the, and the others. I was seeing news stories, earlier this week. The flu season has peaked, and now it's starting to wane, and I find out yesterday that one of my granddaughters has the flu. Mary has the flu, and about 3 or 4 of her classmates in her school also have the flu. So It's not over yet, folks.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
And Mary's been, you know, we're worried about her and concerned. But anytime somebody gets a flu anymore.
Well, heck yes.
You're concerned about it, but I think she's going to be okay. She's a very strong young lady, but she also has asthma and some other things like that. So we're watching
her. Yeah,
you
got to be concerned, yep.
And all of them are little. Now, the other twin, Jocelyn, her twin, is in the other class. That class hasn't been hit yet at the school, but who knows? With two with twins in the same house, one of them's got flu. Yeah, we'll see. The flu season is still here. That's the bottom line. 6:38.
Of course, when you're in school, you're constantly around other people.
Oh, yeah.
Using equipment that other people have used.
Ugh,
yeah.
Right. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Upside returned to the cattle complex Monday. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded higher and closed positive with triple-digit gains. The best gains were in our feeder futures. There was a lack of fresh price-positive news to go along with the higher futures that took place yesterday, and the lean hogs traded mostly higher but closed positive with triple-digit gains in our front contracts. On the close, April live cattle, $1.05 higher at $123.22. April feeders, $1.60 higher at $146.87. And April lean hogs, $1.22 higher at $68.80. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures closed positive Monday. Only the new crop corn and soybean futures scored new highs for the current upside. The weekly export inspections for the wheat, corn, and soybeans are still below year-ago levels. We saw yesterday afternoon the weekly winter wheat condition rating shows slight improvements in the wheat crops in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. At the moment, the May KC wheat's trading 8 cents lower at 537.5. May corn's down a half a penny at 386.75. May soybeans down 2.25 at 1075.25. April crude oil this morning, 51 cents higher at 63.08. April gold, $8.10 higher at $1,328. The March S&P, 10 points higher at 2728.5. The March dollar index, 40 cents lower at 89.64. And March Dow Jones futures up 131 points at 24,995. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you heard me talking about my granddaughter, Mary, who's come down with the flu. She's 11. How have you and your family been for the flu? Your wife, anybody getting the flu over there?
We have managed to miss everything so far. I even hate talking about it. I'm afraid I'm going to jinx us, but we've been very, very lucky.
Oh, yeah. There's flu. There's nasal viruses, stomach viruses, all kinds of stuff out there. But what do you do? Just stay in the house there and put on masks and fumigate the air all the time?
Even like now when I'm talking to you, I'm wearing a mask over my face. What? So, you know, I don't get nothing from your microphone over to me.
Well, something could come right through the speaker there and just grab you by the throat, and that would be it, you know?
You just can't be too careful, Steve.
Fortunately for you, I'm in good health today, and I don't think I have any transmittable, maladies, but who knows?
But, you know, Steve, in all honesty,
yeah,
I don't probably do anything any different than anybody else, but I think sometimes it's just a matter of luck.
Yeah. Well, Shelly and I get flu shots every year, but just to lessen the risk a little bit anyway.
And we don't. Neither one of us.
Yeah, there's two schools of thoughts on that, too. Yeah. So I understand that. But if you get sick, I'm going to say, nah, 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 told you. Huh?
You won't bring me chicken soup?
No, I won't. I won't bring you anything. All right, you have a good one. It's 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to talk about the first hour of your day. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.